Yes, Kli Rishon. Pirsha Kli Shemeshvam Shem Boala Eish Afilu Acher Shevri Ruhu Me'alva Eish Mevashel Kolz Man Sheyatzu Letzbo. It's pretty clear and shot that Kli Rishon is Mevashel even after you remove it from the fire. There's a bit of a focus, whether it's the rice or a bun. And the simple shot is most supposed to assume that that is even the rice, and that's the stima us of the Mechaber and the Poskin. How hot does a Kli Rishon have to be usher when you take it off the fire? So there are three deos. The Hagos Mordechai, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef, that advice that really disproven in the Taz here, says only right after you take it off the fire when it's close to boiling. Once it cools down for a while, then it's not mevashelin. Okay, we do not paskin that way. We paskin like the Taz brings proof of this, the Beis Yosef brings proof of this, we paskin like the Mechaber here, that the shear is Yatzo Lenzbo. Yatzo Lenzbo is Mevashel. If it's less than Yatzo Lenzbo, it is not Mevashel. There is a third, more Machmir opinion, which is, if you look in the Magen Avraham here, he says, maybe Kli Rishon should be Osir. Over me to Rabban. Not before. For sure, we don't know. Rishon, Shavlo, Al Gabe, Ha'esh, Agos, Mordechai, says only Miyad, La'achar, Shehesiru, Osom, Ha'esh, the Mechaber, and this is most of them sound this way, calls Mad, Shehayan, so let us know, says that I'm going to brah, even though there is a day, you may be full. In the beginning of Siman Kof Hei in Yordea, which says that even less than Yatzu let his boat can cause a plia. This is important. So this one you're wrong. Pass. I just want to read you one of the wrong test. There are important terms here. Calls on Shiyatzu let his boat nearly to any Yatzu let his boat shari. Avagabling Isra Behatar Yesh Oshrin. Ukmo Shakasa Matar Skas Palmon Zayin. Hi, Mishum. He puts the status. It's also Mishumner. Mishum de Mavlia umafet. Gamish also a few cliches. You have a kuli alming the Mavashel. There's a difference between what he calls Mavlia umafet and Mavashel. Only a Kli Rishon that's Yatso Lenisbo is Mavashel. However, there are deos in your dea that even something which is lower heat than Bishol is still Mavlia or Mafet. Mavlia means it'll get a taste into something, not it'll get a taste out of something. The post can assume, though, you're going to mention this here, that if you mavli and maflit simultaneously, that's only something at the level of heat of mevashel. But there are two different levels of heat. There could be a lower level of heat that's mavli and maflit, according to many opinions in your dea, and only a higher level of heat will be mevashel, which makes sense. Just to get a taste out of something or into something might require less heat than actually cooking. So says the Magen Avraham, even though these are machlokes rishonim about less than yatzo lenisbo in Yoredea, whether it transfers taste, everyone agrees less than yatzo lenisbo is a dumber question. However, it says the Yerushalmi Isa does rachoka with the Rishon feel any yatzo lenisbo the kach kasuv, etc., etc. What's maskana to the Magen Avraham? Of course, he agrees with the Mechaber that it's only the vashel yatzo lenisbo, but Aser midrabanan afilo emein hayad soletis bal because they made a harchaka. That's the Rishon. The Rishon says, "What's the reason? Kli Rishon l'sheni aser harchaka l'kli Rishon, but aser harchaka l'kli sheni." However, no one agreed with this Magen Avraham. This Magen Avraham is also Marshal, not just a Magen Avraham. Another Magen Avraham is Nasyon. There are many Achronim who write this way based on the Lashon Rishalmi. I read you the Rishalmi. First sheet, if I can find it, says the Yerushalmi, Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishon, Lo Asu Herchek L'Kli Sheni. What's the case of Herchek L'Kli Rishon, Lo L'Kli Sheni? What's the beginning of the sentence? Amar Rabbi Yonah, Kan B'Kan Ein Hayad something. So, reads the Magen, Kan B'Kan Ein Yad Soledis. Ah, the Yad's not Soledis, but nonetheless, they need a Harchaka for Kli Rishon. This is Rabbanu Kli Rishon, even if it's not Yad Soledis, but however, everyone kills the Magen Avraham here. And again, the Magen Avraham's not alone. But nonetheless, everyone kills them. For example, the Gra here, the Bir Halacha quotes for the Gra, they all say, hold on a second, you didn't read the Yerushalmi properly. Yerushalmi doesn't say Soletis. The Yerushalmi says Sholetis. Kan v'kan ein hayad Sholetis. Ein hayad Sholetis means the yad is Soletis. Ein hayad Sholetis, your hand cannot control it. That means your hand recoils from it. So what the Yerushalmi actually meant is Kan v'kan ein hayad Sholetis means both Kli Rishon Kli Sheni are yad Soletis bo. And then the Yerushalmi is asking Tosfos Kasha. We mentioned this already in the concept of Tosakasha. Ah, if they're both Yad Soletis, though, why is Kli Rishon Usher and Kli Sheni Mutter? The answer is the Yerushalmi, which you can't say that Mishul Arise is going to be on fire. Yad Soletis will off the fire with Kli Rishon as Harachaka. Kli Sheni, there's no need for Harachaka. So Kli Rishon off the fire could be accused of on the fire. Kli Sheni cannot be confused with being on the fire, because Kli Sheni, by definition, was never on the fire. So he thinks the Yerushalmi means Ein Yad Soletis Bo with the Mina Harchaka. But no one agrees with him. No, the Yerushalmi says the Harchaka is when the Yad is Soletis Bo. And that's the Shita of the Yerushalmi, that Kli Rishon off the fire, Yad Soletis Bo's Rabbana. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah concludes that no one agrees with this Magen Avraham. That's the Mishnah Berurah Seif Samech Dabt. Seif Katan, I mean, Samech Dabt. Because if the Harchaka is Yad Soletis, Ein Yad Soletis, is Yad Soletis, no, that's the Yerushalmi L'shitase. Okay, that's the first point. Yes?
You can try.
You say that even though the Yerushalmi is a Kula, but maybe the, since it's a Kula, we can since it's a Kula, we're 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 a Kula,
we're a That's not, but that would be against Yerushalmi said, Kan v'kan ein hayad sholetis bo. It sounds like they're talking about dachuk to the yad sholetis. Even, okay, but it's still dachuk. It's still tzarchiyuk. Tzarchiyuk, maybe you had a wrong gerson, Yerushalmi, it's been kan, but it's dachuk. I guess you're right, meaning, Magen Avraham, had to have meant something, but maybe. Okay, but it's still very dachuk, still super dachuk, right? Okay, so let's go on. Lefikach. Asher lichem tovo tavlin, right? Tavlin, that's the classic Mishnah, right? You can put tavlin lishemi, not to a lishemi. Aval melach mozer lichem sofo, right? The Gemara two lishemis. One lishem says, the Mishnah Kama says, melach is not ketavlin. Both at the havni and melach is ketavlin. Shkama says, melach is not ketavlin. No, it's much more chomer. It cooks even in lishemi. The second lishem says, no, melach is not ketavlin. Melach is so kal that it doesn't cook even a Kli Rishon off the fire. It only cooks on the fire. And that's the Manomer Milcha Tzricha. You should look at this for the tour. It's like ox meat. You try taking beef, cooking it off the fire. It's not going to work. So we paskin like the everyone. No one paskins like the Lishna Kama. Everyone paskins like the, here we have Lishna Kama and the Basra. Salt. Lishna Kama is Misvashel Af Bikli Sheni. Lishna Basra Eino Misvashel Mis Af Bikli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Ha'ish. Like an accent. The riff and everyone paskins like the Lishna Basra. Riff and Sh'ar Rishonim. And no apostle of Lishna Kama, but what do Tosfos the word I say? Much more total of bracha like Lishna Kama. No one actually says we pass like Lishna Kama. They say much more total of bracha. A much more total of bracha, Lefi Tosfos and the Mordechai. So the pshat is pretty clear. No one apostle like Lishna Kama. It's only minority chief of Israel who say much more total of bracha. So for sure we don't like Lishna Basra. Question is there even a tavel of bracha? So let's see. So avol melach mochel lichem socha came and shevir me'al ha'esh the tricha milk. We should look at this for the etura. Okay, that's clue the ikra did. That's not even interesting. It's like history of machaber. V'yesh misa os. Okay, and then this is the end of the machaber. I mean, what does the machaber say? He says it doesn't bother me that two rishonim say machaber tavel of bracha. We don't pass in that way, especially since the Ashkenazi rishonim. This is the Mechaber. Mechaber says just mutter. Not only is it mutter, it's just mutter, even if we shut off the fire. Then he says, what does everyone agree to the car? Everyone in the car agrees. Ox eat fish for datura, beef. only cooks on the fire, so you're allowed to put beef in a TV shut off the fire. Yeah, I'm not sure how it would help you, but you're allowed to do it. Salt, I understand how it helps you, but it doesn't come. Because you don't need to cook your salt, you just want your food to taste good. I don't know why you put accidentally the shut off the fire if it doesn't cook. But for whatever reason you decide to do it, it should be mutter. However, it quotes here, the rush, the Asian, the Oser says the rush, bus is smoke, we there, bus from the Liach, Abilu, Shel Shar, says the rush. You're not allowed to put salted. You're not allowed to put salted beef, even from a shore, even from an ox, into a kli rishon. Why? Says the Rush. Because even though the meat does not cook, the meat needs cooking over a flame. But what does the Rushette say? The juice of the meat will cook. I mean, the Gemara wasn't pasta, just using that as a thing, right? Yeah, the meat doesn't cook if it's not on the fire, but you still can't put it in the pot off the fire because the juice is inside the cook. Now, the Mechaber sounds like, in the Dike from the Rush, the Rush says, well, if the meat is Maliach Yasha, is in Maliach Yashan, then of course that's different. Well, that's Chayasha. He says, and even if Maliach Mechadash, it'll still cook the juice in it. So the Mechaber sounds like, not so clear, but it sounds like that it's only because it's salted. Why? Because the Magen Avraham quotes this, he says in Lelios means, because you know, the salt helps it cook more easily. But if it's unsalted meat, then it would be okay. So it's only the salt that will cause the juice to be cooked. But the Rama says, no way. Nearly the below Maliach Navi Aser, Ella the Naka Maliach, the Malav Hachi Aser, Misham Dam Shabo. Okay, now there, the Taz has a weird way of reading this Rama, would be the Rama, apart from everyone else. He says, no. Really, whether salted or not, the juice will cook in a cleave you shut off the fire. So why did the Rush use the example of salted meat? Well, because if you cook unsalted, it's also good for the blood, because if you can salt it, it's still blood inside. So therefore, he only wants to discuss cases of kosher things, because why would you cook things that would make you crazy? So he just used the case that from Yin might do on a weekday, and he discussed why there was also on Shabbos. Okay, we pass the line to Rama. Again, it could very well be many of them assume are also not like the Rama. He was just right clearly. In any case, we pass like the Rama that the salting is lavdavka. Really, the Rush just meant you can't put any meat in the fish off the fire, even though the meat won't cook, the juice inside will cook. All right, but that's not our main concern. Probably we're not going where I'm wondering whether we should take our raw beef and put it in a pot off the fire and chop us. In any case, but salt, we're wondering about a lot. I add salt to our food all the time. So, adds the Rama, the Yesh Osrim Lases Melach Achilu B'Klisheni Kol Zman She'ad Shalet Esva V'Amach Mer Tavo Allah Bracha. Okay, there is a Deya that even salt is Osir, as long as it is Yad Shalet Esva, even in a Klisheni, right? That blows the cop. I mean, there's no Deya that it's Osir in Klisheni, Shalot in Klisheni. It's either worse than Tavlin or better than Tavlin. That's all I'm being paralyzed. Yesh V'Amach Mer Tavo alav bracha. Who's the Yesh Omer? The Gross says, there's no Rishon Lassers, there's Lushnikam of Lassers. And Tosva says, Machmer Tavo alav bracha, and that's the Psak of the Rama. Psak of the Rama is a Machmer Tavo alav bracha. What does a Machmer Tavo alav bracha mean? It means you can't forbid people from doing it, but it's proper to be Machmer. Generally, the Rama says a Machmer Tavo alav bracha. He doesn't just mean, like, if you want an extra bracha, do it, but no pressure whatsoever. It means no, there's mild pressure that if it's not a case of a tzorech, then one should preferably be machmir. That's general. That's what the Achronim assuming means by machmir. That, you know, one should be machmir. So once we make it, you can't tell them they're doing a favor. You can't tell them they're not allowed. But it is proper to be machmir, and therefore, here's the Rama. If we would just stop here, we would say, don't put salt even in a cliche. However, it gets a little more complex. We'll get to the end of the Rama next. What makes it a little more complex? That, anyone remember how they used to get their salt from nature to table in the days of the Gemara, and remember all the way from Mahamir? They would let it to have a place where it would dry in the sun, and then they would gather it up, or they would find it. You know, something would find salt deposits in the ground. There was no processing involved. However, what do we do nowadays? Most sea salt nowadays. How do they make sea salt nowadays?
They boil
off the water in a factory. It's just easier that way. And they've been doing that since at least the days of Magen Avraham, says the Magen Avraham, the end of Lamed Aleph. Nearly the melech shows mind from the bashlon some ain't but we shall bishel they bishel after bishel etc. Says the Magen Avraham, no problem, ain't bishel after bishel with salt. Therefore, theoretically, you shouldn't put salt even in klisheni bechomra, but that's only in a raw salt. But in cooked salt, there's no problem. Ain't bishel after bishel. So this is raw salt. Raw salt, spardim. Do anything but put it on the fire, and Ashkenazim shouldn't even put it in a cliche. How about cooked salt? How about cooked salt? So says the Magen Avraham, mutter. In mutter, I mean, theoretically, you even put it on the fire. I mean, except might be a problem. Chazara, if you haven't taken it off the fire on Shabbos, etc. But let's say put it on the fire because you're all coming today or something. Look that you have a dish that's on top of another pot on your stove. You can put salt in there because it's already cooked. It means mishloch or mishloch. Says B, a lot of sense. Doesn't even seem controversial. However, here's a line from the Mishnah Berurah. Look, in the Mishnah Berurah says. The last line in the Mishnah Berurah, "Avol the handing in Melech Shachulfer." This is only okay, maybe not like a tiny bar when you dig it up. "Avol Melech Shosi Mancha Bashan Osan." But if you boil away the water, "Ein Mokshav Bishul Kliyam." But Bishul Achar Bishul Pasha. "Ein Bishul Achar Bishul Ugil Kamen Sif Tesvav Magen Avraham and Other Achronim." "Bechein Bishugar Mutter Mehag Taima Lit No Bti Bishul Lachshav Ruminish." Likewise, sugars, no problem. Right, because sugar also, how do they make our white powdery sugar? They take whatever they make out of, because they just take sugar and elements. We make various things, a lot of beets, and they cook it and eventually get it into those white little crystals. And likewise, you know, lechora, instant coffee, and all these other things are already cooked, no problem. The yesh b'fakim was asked, some people question it. Whoa. Some people question this heter. Who questions this heter? He quotes in Sivkot and Sanihe, the Eliyahu Rava. He then gives a reason. The reason is not the Eliyahu Rava. The Eliyahu Rava questions it. He also quotes in the footnote Sanifa that the Shari Tshuva here questions it. Says the Shari Tshuva here. He's talking about sugar, pouring coffee into sugar. And he quotes here, "Uva Maxik Bracha Kasuk Shem Zera Emes Shemegamgi Btsas Uva Maxik Shetot Leres Hakofi Bekosov Yachakot Binetzor." Yeah, the Zera Emes quote of the Maxik Bracha. Maxik Bracha is one of the many scriptures on the Shulchan Aruch. Says better to put the sugar in a cliche, like pour your coffee in the sugar. Don't pour from the cliche into sugar. He's the fact pick of this heter. And likewise, again, he quoted the other rabbis of Fakbik on the Heter. Likewise, Rabbi Kiva Eger from Fakbik on the Heter. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'chein b'shugar mutter, meaning all of Fakbik, we're talking more about sugar. V'kachkaz v'chu is part of Eros and Mordechai, but goodness, he may be kolmakom tov l'hachmir. Okay, where does this mythical come from? Where does this suffix come from? The suffix, the Rabbi Kiva Eger already gives the clue. He says the word Mordechai. Well, Mordechai goes back a lot further than anyone reacting to the Magen Avraham, right? Mordechai was not reacting to the Magen Avraham. What happens to the Mordechai? The Mordechai writes like this. Almost same as Tosos, but a difference. Tosos says, and we should pass him like Lishnabas for my salt, but I'm not going to jump a little bracha. Says the Mordechai, we should pass like Lishnabasra. He brings the Rishon, we don't actually have them. But who may be possible? But since we pass it like Lishnabasra, yes, and it doesn't matter, our salt is already cooked, they boil it anyway. The Marachai had our salt, so no problem whatsoever. Then he says, I'm not going to talk about bracha. So hold on. What are the more Mordechai mean? They mean I'm not going to talk about bracha and Lishnakama Lishnabasra. But it doesn't matter because our salt is cooked already. Or did he mean, no, our salt is cooked already, but nonetheless, I'm not going to talk about bracha. Not so clear in the Mordechai. Like, if you just read him in order, it sounds like Machmer Tavolo Bracha, even in our salt that's cooked already. Although that's strange, because we don't know why he would, say that. It's just, it's a strange Mordechai. You know, you wonder, you know, how much we medayik in exactly the order the Mordechai wrote things. But it all comes down to the Mordechai. The Mordechai is the basis of the Magen Avraham's Heter by modern cooked salt, but he's also a problem. Right, he brings down that we pass in light, Lishabasra. Then he quotes Rav Dan Amarli that our melech should practice only officially, lachosh, because already cooked. And then he says, when we call back on Machmer Tov Lebracha, Shelo Litei Melech Afin with Lishani Kol Zman Sheyatzo. Let us behold that he can Isser Rice in the mission. Could be an Isser Rice. Okay, so he could be an Isser Rice even though it's cooked already. That would be very bad. This Mordechai is very unclear. Now, from the Mordechai via the Svarth, the Acharonim, I can't get. It just seems to be that maybe this pickbook is based on the Mordechai, even though none of the Svarth they give. So I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. He mentions the Mordechai. Magen Avraham says, Mutter, however, Kam Acharonim Met Fakbekin Bazeh. Kam Acharonim Met Fakbekin. Maybe based on Lachora, based on the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes the Machmer Tov Lebracha after our salt. Now, the reason it doesn't fit so well is because then he says, Machmer Tov Lebracha even wrote cliche, and all the Achronim are making a cliche. But okay, maybe they accept half the Mordechai halfway, right? But what's the reason? If they're all in Bishlach or Bishl, it's a good time now. What could the reason possibly be? So it's not so clear what the reason is. The Eliyahu Rabbah doesn't say the reason. The Machzik Bracha doesn't say the reason. I didn't look at that. Peter doesn't say the reason. The Shari Tshuva doesn't say the reason. But the Shari Hatzil here suggests a reason. What reason does the Shari Hatzil suggest? Machzik of Avashel. Maybe it looks like Bishol. What? No, that would be in Sadi Dalit, no? This is Sadi Hey. It's in V'yesh V'fak. What's that? It's already off the fire, it's out of here.
No, the Acha should room in the
H. The Acha should be room in the H.
The Lever asked the Tala H in your question.
No.
Rebbe, we should put a stiller out earlier also.
It's yeah.
Okay, this is a start, but you should have a wish. But not in the H, the Lever have a right.
Oh, yeah? Does anyone have an Lever Rabbi here? But that would be funny, so he should have put it much earlier, not between the Yesh and Shemafakbekin. But maybe you're right. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe he wasn't saying that. Okay. Because it doesn't really work so well. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? Oh, I just have a bad printing in my Mishnah Berurah. Now it makes more sense. Okay. I apologize. My Mishnah Berurah is not enough. Yours is obviously right. Mine is obviously wrong. I was just too trusting of some random kid who printed the Mishnah. You're right. Okay. Some guy messed up my Mishnah Berurah. My bad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, this is supposed to be a good edition. I don't know why. Okay. So take it back. The Mishnah Berurah is not talking about that at all. Now that makes perfect sense. One second. I should fix my Mishnah Berurah. This should be a Tzadi Vav. And this should be. Now it makes perfect sense. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a reason. So, he just points out, he says that a lot of people say the Mordechai didn't mean Machmer Tov Lebracha on Mars. He just wrote in a funny order, right? It's not so posh. But it seems to be based on the Mordechai. Let's say it's based on the Mordechai. Maybe it's a good basis, but it's definitely based on the Mordechai. They wouldn't have thought this on their own. But what's the Svara? Good, and it's more than a hint in the Matzah Shekel. The Matzah Shekel is Mekurish. Says the Matzah Shekel, you know why some people are It says Machzor Shekel. You know why some people are machmir about this? He says, if you look at the last Machzor Shekel, so Katan Lamed Aleph, he says, I think he's the etcher to me high time the kosav da machmer tovel a bracha the aim as far as who does lina bar sir hashed up rura be in am mordechai. He says that after all, the sugar starts out solid but becomes a liquid, right? It's not like pouring onto a cooked salad, which stays solid. It melts into your liquid. As a matter of fact, even it wouldn't melt into your liquid. When you pour onto sugar, it liquefies, right? Even if you just pour a little hot water into a lot of sugar, it would liquefy. People do that when they want to mix things. So he says, do you go by now when it's solid and ain't bishul achar bishul, or do you go by later when it becomes liquid and yesh bishul achar bishul? So he points out that sift has above Zion, that's machlokes the Lavush and everyone else in the world. The Lavush says, when you want to put congealed fat and on the it warm it up and it melts, that's bishul gomer if it gets the absolute. Now it's liquid, yesh bishul achar bishul. Magen Avraham and everyone else says that's not bishul achar bishul. It starts out solid. Says maybe that's the tavol of bracha. Okay, that's the one thing we've seen for the tavol of bracha. Mishum de naselach ulai azlinan basar sofo b'yesh bishul achar bishul. Okay, so that's a yesh, and maybe that's the Mordechai had in mind. Okay, that's the only theory. There are two theories of Mordechai. Either he didn't mean it at all, didn't mean to be machmir on our salt, he just wrote it confusingly, or he was choshesh like this Lavush.
But maybe we should bring it down here, but later he's
So the Machzor Shekel says, and therefore we can't possibly be choshesh for this, because we're not choshesh in Tezayim. I'm not convinced that's a good time. Now, you tell me what's wrong with my answer. My answer for the Mishnah Berurah is that in Tes Zion, it's just a chumrah. It's good to be nizer. Tes Zion, you didn't need to bring it good to be nizer because Ashkenaz are not ready because no lot. So in Tes Zion, where Ashkenaz are not because of no lot, they didn't bother to point out that it's good to be nizer because we're not because of no lot anyway. Only over here, there's no problem, no lot. You might have thought there's not even a good zahir. Over there, it's a iser lechatchila for Ashkenazim. So you don't need to tell us it's a good zahir. Over here, there's not a lechatchila. We need to tell us it's a good zahir. That's my defense of the Mishnah Berurah. He could have said that to Zion also. He didn't bother. It could be usher for another reason.
Shpura to Zion is going on in the Mechaber, though. The Mechaber, who says, and then, so we wouldn't have an issue
with the who said, Mechaber means the problem. Ashkenaz will follow the Mordechai. They have a better reason to be machmir and Tezai in the Sefer Truma.
No, I'm saying, the Mishnah Berurah is saying why Sfardim would still, you might have thought that there's another issue of Bishul. Pashan, there's no issue of Bishul. But according to our Mishnah Berurah, there's still, according to
Sfardim. No, but only for Ashkenaz, Sfardim don't care about the Mordechai. Now, it's funny, is there ever a machmir brought over Sfardim? Okay, or else are you? You know, it's a good question. I don't have another explanation for these machmir.
Did you say another chalik between here and Tezayin is that over here when you have like sugar, you have salt, like it dissolves immediately and it's miyad, and therefore it's much more looks like official. It becomes lach right away as opposed to like over there. It's, you know, it's dripping.
Here it becomes lach immediately. If it's not as lach, it flows. Yeah, sure. That's sure. Maybe that's better than my answer.
The beautiful machine of Sikhalis, and there it's here, it's what Ashkin Gam, right? Ashkin over there, it's not.
Okay.
Wait, just
not sure I understand. Okay. So we have a few potential answers. You know, maybe five was the most convincing. Yoni,
it's a slower process.
Because it's not. Okay, good. So he supported five. That the muscle is written here is it's not yet melted. Maybe it's not going to melt immediately. Okay, I'm willing to go five here. So because it melts immediately, at least, therefore, there's makom le hachmir halacha l'maisa. He says, totally sorry, again, it doesn't mean that Yom Yellow doesn't. But the proper thing, the Chatzila, is being miserably Yishom and even look at all the Echronim, you see from Skiwari to Yishom. Meaning that's the case that Echronim we're talking about. They would have their coffee pot, which was brewed before Shabbos, and they would pour it into cups with sugar. And if you look in the right, Sherry Chubby says, and don't pour it into cups with sugar, pour it in the cup first, add the sugar second. Meaning, don't put your instant coffee and your sugar in your cup, in your mug, and then open the urn onto it. That would be mutter. It would be mutter al kidin to put instant coffee and sugar into, or saccharin, that's also cooked first, into your mug, and then open the urn and let the water flow onto it. That would be mutter me if it did. But it's proper not to do that. It's proper to first fill up your mug with hot water, and then add the instant coffee and the sugar. Rav Moshe writes that he was even not going to put the instant coffee and sugar in the shlishi. He didn't say why. I assume that's just taking this form even further. After all, the Lashon Mordechai is Machra Tavlo Bracha to not even put in a cliche. So if you want to take that, to his logical stream, to put in a cliche sheet. I'm going to go all of his not to be Machra like that. Most promotion doesn't pass that way. He doesn't say totally sorry. He just says he's personally Mr. Okay, you can double the door. You want to go to the door. He's glad to have a special Thomas. But the Minhag HaOlam is to be Nisr like this and only put it in a cliche me. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah should totally show me Kli Rishon Lechatchila. But what does it mean Kli Rishon? Kli Rishon includes Iwari Kli Rishon as we see from the looking up the acronym that he quoted. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Excuse me. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Tov Lizaher Mi Kli Rishon. The Eroi Kli Rishon, the Mutter Bikli Shani. He's not made, even though the Lashon of Mordechai is Machar Tavlo Bracha Shani, no, not Machar Tavlo Bracha Shani. And that's the Minhag HaOlam, how to make drinks out of things that are already out of things, and likewise for salt, right? That you shouldn't put salt in the Kli Rishon, even though our salt is already caught now. He did, it's okay. But you should put salt in a cliche.
Would it still be like a time?
What about the issue of Eroy onto the side of the cup? Would that be enough to be yotz? I mean, it's totally somewhere. Right? Eroy onto the side of the cup to make the locus. Have you seen anyone discuss that? In this context?
No.
In general? Right, the question is already what the, right, the, what's the status of Eroy on the side of the cup? We'll have ourselves, what is Shmuel mean? Classic Eroy is, here's my food, and I pour the hot water, it lands on the food. The other option is, which is, you know, not always so practical, but I have a big tray of some sort. Right? Here's my big plea. Okay. I have my big plea. Here's my food. And I pour the water, it lands here, and then it rolls down onto the food. But it doesn't hit the food as soon as it lands. It hit the food after it lands. So maybe that's called Klisheni, because it first landed in Klisheni, and then rolled down. Or maybe that's called Eroi Kli Rishon, because it's still all coming from the Kli Rishon. So that is a big machlokas. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger in the next Seif, right? The next Seif. It's not exactly called Eroi Shenefzik HaKiboach. It's called Eroi Shenistala Gabikira, the Lashon of the Rabbah. Rolls down a cleat. So what about this type of Eroi? So Rabbi Yehuda Eger in the next Se'if, right, says, Se'if Yod, Be'ez ve'heter klal lamdal sukat m'chaf alef, kasem de'ein Israel leros ala tablam atzma, lishbach b'tzidon lo. Right, before Sefer Yisra ve'heter, one of the, if you learned your idea, remember the Sefer Yisra ve'heter, right, by not the other Rebbe, a Rabbi Yonah, Talmud of the Trimasad Eshen, who was like one of the most authoritative Sfarim before the Ramban Ashkenaz in Halacha. And he wrote explicitly, like, it's Mutar and Shabbos, as an agav of talking about, you know, Yisrael Heter. Then he says, the Ayin B'chun Gadim. Okay, the Ayin B'chun Gadim. If you look at it, B'chun Gadim, it's a long B'chun Gadim. He discusses the fact that the Ramah seems to understand otherwise from the Trumas HaDeshen. And he comes out saying that we're Machmir. The B'chun Gadim comes out being Machmir. He comes out being Machmir there. Particularly if you are, if it's like an urn where it's mamish, like the heating element is right there, pouring from that, like a tico took off the flame. In any case, the question is though, if it's an achlok, is seen the Yisra Heter and others, God is very confused about it, it comes to Maskana, can you,
you know, anyway.
Over here, anyway, it's a Chumra B'Alma, so what if you're entire two Chumra B'Alma's? I haven't seen this discussed in the Poskim. I haven't seen this discussed in the postcam, but it would seem to me that one, since this is a big Chumra B'Alma, this seems to be just a Tobizar Chumra B'Alma anyway, and yet another Tzad Hakel, it's Mutter Burn the Yisra Heter. It's Mutter Burn the Yisra Heter. Even though, yeah, and it's not really Mocher up in the Trumas Hadesh. Yeah, but it seems to me that that would be the Nutzira. But to be made clear. I don't know how practical it is. Like, you're filling up a teacup. You know, is how good is your aim going to be for the urn? I don't know. But it seems to be more practical to just do it the way they're going to discuss. But I think that, let's say, I think that would be a balance. I think there would be a balance.
I wouldn't just be a promotion. As long as it's mops, it helps. Snip sex, that's fine.
Correct. According to Rav Moshe, by the saints, then there would be more beef to be made from there. So correct. Yeah. Okay, so I think that would be a balance. Again, I don't know how practical it is. For a small teacup, you have to aim very well. Maybe it depends, you know, how new your herd is, you know, in Israel. You know, how do you say how it's? Okay, it doesn't matter. Eventually, like your the nozzle of your herd gets sucked like a little bit like hard water. The what?
Lime
scale, and then it sort of spritzes out about this. And then it's not worth it. You have a new herd living in America with no hard water, or some parts of America with no hard water, then it's not.
How does your Moshe's Pago work with the Shita Shlishi? And why was he not there, Pete? Thinks she's the newest spot.
No, he's machmer that he got it in a plishlishi, not a cliche.
Oh.
Right. He's machmer not doing a cliche. That's not the mainstream halach is doing a cliche. Oh, when you're doing a cliche, now let's think about the two options. You can be irically reshown onto your, forget about sugar, irically reshown onto your instant coffee, or you'll see in a moment why I'm forgetting about sugar, irically reshown onto instant coffee. Or you could do, what? No, if your choice are to irically reach it onto instant coffee or put the instant coffee in the cliche. Those are your two choices. So, okay, better put the instant coffee in the cliche and keep this chumra official. Oh, when you put your instant coffee in the cliche, you're being made on sobeya. Because it's the derek tzviya to put the dye in the water and not the water on the dye. So, the achronim agree. No. It's better when you're dying earlier from their shpura. Nah, this chumra is more serious than the Tobeya chumra. The Tobeya chumra is really just spam. This chumra is like a little serious. This is a totally zahar. That's not even a totally zahar. That's just spam. And therefore, we see that if these are your two choices, either put in a cliche, be made one Tobeya Machra Bishal, or to purely Bishal, and be made one Bishal Machra. So the Tobeya chumra is not really smachosh. Tobeya chumra is just. If it's not convenient at all, just if all is being eaten, it's not so serious. This is more serious chumra, and therefore it's more important. Why not just do Eber from the shaking, and you don't have to make a little help? Okay, this chumra is not important enough that it made that we're not sure if you do Eber from the shaking. So the answer is that basically, since what would make sense if the puppy him to call me the cliche to avoid Mishnah Shaklis and not too much beyond yourself, you don't have to worry about Zobeah, because we're not Machmer of Zobeah the Ochlin, meaning when your intention is just to eat or drink, unless it's really, you know, at no cost whatsoever.
Even if you do Iroi with your Rishon and that's sugar, it's in coffee, and it becomes Lach, and that's our reason to be Machmer. But it's not Lach and Stanin, it's very hot.
So this is why it's a big chomer. The chomer is that since the moment the water touches it, it's already Lach. And then, you say, by the time the water melts it, it's already warm. Yes, that's why this chomer is a big chiddush. You're right, this chomer is a big chiddush. After all, if the water touches it, it's already hot. Then what's the problem? Unless you say, no, maybe the water will touch it and it'll make it just warm and not hot. And either bunkechad, or maybe this is a big lumda. What if it makes it warm and not hot, and then the next pour makes it hot? Then what do you say about something? Is there bishlach or bishlach belach? If it's not in the gamri and then became warm? So generally, yes, right? If I would take soup, you would put it in the gamri, and then put it someplace where it becomes warm. I couldn't now avoid it. Shabbos. That would be bishlach or bishlach. It's only if it has been warm the whole time. So that's probably the answer.
I mean, we're saying there's a moment when it
will be warm, and then it'll get hot. And when it's warm, it's already been warm. But there's bishlach or bishlach because it wasn't warm the whole time. It's a big fit. It's a big chumra, but we're machmer for it.
That was the name of that one. Not to say, of course it could only.
Yeah, correct. It could be, but it does get, but it happens to get warm. That's why. Okay, Lamai says a big chumra, but we're machmer for this chumra.
So it's not even so dried by the sun.
No, I mean it was cooked in a factory with the boiled water in a factory.
That's
how all sea salt in America is.
Israel, so the
I said America. I get to Israel. Okay, that's how sea salt is made in America. Okay, now let's go back for a second. So we're machber on this. We're making a little bit klisheni. How about a suffik kli rishon suffik klisheni? What would be an example of suffik kli rishon suffik klisheni? Could be, although that's not the case they discuss here, but you're right. How about a davar gush? Right? That's where most of discuss. How about a davar gush? Right? Let's say you have this, could be very nice. I have solid food. I move to a klisheni. We'll see this in my book as whether it's never good to be pishon or klisheni. I put salt on it, right? Let's say I have solid cholent, and it's on my plate. Can I put salt on it? So it says Roche, yes. Why? Because this is only a chumra, and the rugosh is only a chumra. We don't have to make extra chumras. So umutur be klisheni. Adds the igros Moshe. Umutter al davar gush, the klisheni. Even though there were machber normally davar gush the klisheni, a salami klisheni has to be shown. We don't be machber the slimmer. That's going to. Okay, that's the remotion that was on the gush. I think it was six. But what? Uncooked salt, even the klisheni. Here it is. Okay, one last thing we have to discuss, which is not found in this Makor sheet, then we'll get back to the Rakush, which is, what about Israeli sea salt? Right, because Israeli sea salt is different from American sea salt. American sea salt, what they do is they take seawater, and they boil out the water, and you're left with the salt. Israeli sea salt, at least last I checked, unless they've changed since then, Israeli sea salt, they actually do the old-fashioned way. If you drive by Yam HaMelech, can you say this because you've seen it with your eyes?
Always on the got this man with the rake.
Yes. What they do is they just make these very shallow pools that the water flows in. I think only Israel does it because they have Yam HaMelech. Meaning, if you're in England, and you have the Atlantic Ocean, there's not enough salt in the Atlantic Ocean to make this worth the land usage. So rather, you just have a factory that boils it out. But in Israel, if you have the Yam HaMelech, there's so much salt in there that if you just let it dry in the sun, you get tons of salt. I mean, it becomes worth it. So I think only in Yamamela. I think they'd be industrialized country. But in Israel, a lot of the salt is from Yamamelech. Sometimes you get salt from the Yams, Red Sea. That is probably boiled, but most salt's from Yamamelech. You see, they have little pools, and the sun dries it out because there's so much salt in Yamamelech, you get tons of salt. And then you just rake it off. I mean, they probably don't have a guy to rake it anymore. They probably have some sort of bulldozer. I think they send a bulldozer and sweep it up and then bring it to the factory and package it. They don't have to boil it. Ah, so how about Israeli salt? Does that mean if you're in Israel, you can't put salt in a cliché?
Every salt we get, if not.
Most some salt in Israel, then that should be something they tell you in the airport, you know, like the salt and such. So the answer is no, you have to know how to make it. Because after all, we do live in the 21st century. You think they're really going to sell stuff that they just put the Yam HaMelech in these pools, waited for the sun to shine a little, and then raked it up and put it in a box and sold it to us? Like, there's only safety regulations in there. So what do we do? They rake it up with a guy in a blazer, and they bring it to the factory, and then in the factory, they sterilize it to kill any germs that might be there to make sure that it meets modern species. They roast it at high temperatures. They don't call it roasting, whatever they call it. They sterilize it at high temperatures in the factory. In which case, Israeli salt has not been cooked because it hasn't been cooked in the sun. It never even reached out to lettuce. It hasn't been cooked, but it has been roasted in the factory. So now you get into the sugya of bishul achar afiyah. Right? So what about Israeli salt, which is bishul achar afiyah? So
what does that mean that it's roasted?
Again.
Oh, no, the salt afterwards.
The salt after they bulldoze it up from when the sun evaporated the water. Now it's they bring it to the factory, they sterilize it with heat, and then they package it in the boxes. So then the question is, let's get to the machlokes between the 2 days in the 2 days in the machaber, right? King Yerayim. King Yerayim. I wasn't Yish Mishlachar of the Yerayim. Any Mishlachar. So what do you do with Israeli salt? So, Nira, what do we see? That we're medical on Bishul Achar Afiyah, and we have other stuff of Hakel. And keep in mind, salt in the first place is only what's the Lashon HaRama? Is only a Machmer Tavla Bracha. Only a Machmer Tavla Bracha. There's another Tavla Hakel, then we can be medical. So this is not found in the Shulchan Aruch, of course. But no matter what you post to say, what about roasted salt? So you have two tzadim lahakel. What are the two tzadim lahakel? One, ein bishul achar afiyah, and that is a machlokes rishonim. And two, melach eino misbashel shelo al gabe ha'esh me'ikaradin l'kuliyala. Right? Everyone agrees me'ikaradin salt doesn't cook in a cliche in your bulk of fire. So those two, some of the hot gel, that's our remakel that we can even put Israeli salt into a cliche. Therefore, remakel, you can even put Israeli salt in a cliche. Therefore, the ma'isa, same as cooked salt. Because even though we normally say roasted is different than cooked, but over here, when it's a machlokes rishon plus just a machmer tavla bracha, then we can be mekel, so you can still put it, you can still put the klisheni, and you can certainly put another dover gush in the klisheni, because the dover gush is dry. And then enoch the achar afiyah pashuk, right? That's even more pashuk than the dover gush in the klisheni, because it's dry heat on dry heat. So we want to check. Same as cooked salt. Okay, so that is halacha lemaisa in some of the modern day poskim that deal with our Israeli salt. Okay, two other details that I want to discuss in this seif. Number one.
Do you have a clear for the H stuff?
No, but Kli Rishon off the Eish, we don't put salt anyway because of this Yesh Lizayir. Right?
Saying what? Whether this is.
Right, so it ends up being no nafkaminas. Okay. The one thing which we mentioned, I just want to give a little more attention to, is the Mishnah Berurah in Samech Hey, quotes the Magen Avraham, who says, Aval the klisheni mutter lasek tavlin of liyatsu lettuce bo, the aimless fashion shall be mentioned. Every murak with klisheni dover gusha yatsu lettuce bo, yesh li sahir baze, yesh poshim sisover and dover gush kofachi yatsu lettuce bo, dino kikli bichon. This is a famous machloket between who and who in your day? The Marshal and the Ramah. The Marshal versus the Ramah. Right? The Machaber, I don't think, expresses an opinion clearly about this. A famous machloket, Marshal and Ramah. How about a solid object in the Klisheni? That happens Klisheni or Klisheni? Otherwise, it's in the Klisheni. On the other hand, it's not really affected by the Kli that it's in. It's not like a liquid which takes the shape of a Kli and interacts a lot with the Kli. It just sits on the Kli, but it doesn't get affected by the Kli. So that's a famous machlokas between the Maharshal and the Ramah. That's a famous machlokas Maharshal and Ramah. The hopefully it's what it's okay. He just put up the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says, look in the Magen Avraham is later on. Says the Magen Avraham all the way. All the way at the end of the Siman, he says, Okay, he's Medaya. He wants to be Medaya Kach Mashul Sharashi. He knows it's Furish. Says that the post comes in your days. Post in your days, they bring it off. But look, the Shach and the Taz both agree with Rambam there. Nonetheless, the many is be Makra like Shal, the Kabbadi Dover Gush. Dover Gush be Klishaning. Says the in your day, says the Marshal. It has the din of a Kli Rishon. Says the Ramah, it has the din of a Kli Sheni. And even though you might have said that Marshal just means like a Kli Rishon for Linga and Plato, not for Bishal. Bishal part of series. Now the Magen Avraham here obviously assumes that the Marshal wasn't talking about Shabbos. We have no idea what he'd say. The Magen Avraham here says, no, this Marshal also applies to the Shabbos, much like the Kli Rishon culture. So the Chiddush, the Magen Avraham, it's not Chiddush. You can go either way. Either way, the Chiddush said, Magen Avraham, this Marshal applied even for Hilchos Shabbos. There's the Magen Avraham, afilu le'inyan bishul. Even though the Marshal himself was not necessarily talking about bishul, but, you know, very reasonable. A dover gush just means anything solid. As opposed to liquid. No, anything solid. It's a dover gush. We shouldn't say the beer is a yes. Now, a lot of achronim say this depends on a chakira. A lot of Rishonim say this depends on a chakira. What is the chakira? The chakira is they all work with entosis. I think Rishon is different because the Defanos are Mechanos. Shame the Defanos are Mechanos. What's the Iker? Is that it only cooks when it's Defanos Mechanos, or it only can't cook when it's Defanos Mechanos? So they want to say perhaps an Aftamina is Dover Gush. It definitely doesn't have Defanos Mechanos, right? What is the real factor? Or the determinant factor. If you say it's the Phanos Mechamimos, then the Ramah is right. There's no Phanos Mechamimos, so it can't cook. If you say it's the Phanos Mecharos, then
says the Marshal, there's no Dipanos Makaros. The walls the walls of the bowl do not cool off. It's solid item because it doesn't conform to the walls of the walls of the bowl. Now that's not necessarily true. You could say it still cools off a little. Okay, but you could say like the Marshal. Okay, because you could say it's not so pushing. You could say, what do you mean? There's Dipanos Makaros here. It's sitting on built in Makaros. You say, no, it's not so Makaros. It's not touching it fully. It's only touching it a little. Not like a little. Okay. So if you say Dipanos Makaros, then you could say, like the Marshal, you know, assuming only complete, you know, or only, full contact is Makara. Right? If you assume only full contact in Makara, there's no full contact in the double gush, near for the defilements are not Makaras. Okay, that's Machlokes Rabban Marshal, says the Mishnah Brura, Yesh Poskim, it's Machlokes, and therefore we are Machmir on a double gush. Halach Lamasa. The Maisa, what's an Afghanina? Not for Kali Bishal. Kali Bishal, you can't put the shady anywhere, right? That's not an Afghanina. The Afghanina is for Tablet, right? Which are not Kali Bishal. The Maisa, for Tablet, meaning non Kali Bishal, Usser, Pisafik, because maybe it is like a Kli Rishon, and you can put Tavlin on Kli Rishon, which means that it's a real halacha l'maisa. Let's say you have salad chilled on your plate, and you want to put pepper on it. You cannot put pepper on solid food on your plate, because if it's a darker gush, it's the absolute lettuce, you can't put pepper as the absolute lettuce, because pepper is tablet, and you can't put pepper on a darker gush where it's not. Okay, that's much worse, right? You can't put, what's an example? Pepper on solid cholent. You know how some people make solid cholent? You can't put pepper on it because it's a double gush. Or anything else, or potatoes, right? Right? Or any other. What? Schnitzel. Does anyone put pepper on schnitzel? Or any? What do you most likely put pepper on? No, but that's not solid.
So it's chicken.
There are roasted potatoes. Roasted potatoes on a plate. You can't put pepper on them. Yes?
One question is, how does it remove, if we said, be sure about that, really, appreciate these based on dark over path. So how would double push work with that? You know, it's dark, but not double push.
That is a good question. That is a very good question. Not sure. It could be that this would only work according to the others. I mean, the Marshal could be anything. He's not talking about Shabbos. But for Shabbos, could be this would only work according to the other side. So. Right, it's a little funny. So you're not trying to cook the pepper. You salt, it's cold. You put pepper on this cold food also. So I'm not sure about that. Now, the Sefer Moshe, what's Sefer Moshe's Kaddish? Sefer Moshe's Kaddish, this is not a psak that it's Usser. It's a Chumra that it's Usser. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you have another Tzadla Hakel. That's what says Sefer Moshe. This is the Moshe on the Parashit. Says the Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe. It's a Chumra, not an Isser Gomer. And therefore, what? Therefore, if you have another Tzadla Hakel, we can be Makel. What's the example? Let's say, Bishlach or Bishabalach, you want to put ketchup on your schnitzel. Right? I personally don't think you should put ketchup on your schnitzel, but not for halachic reasons. I don't think going to put ketchup in a schnitzel. But there's a good God. Keep real time for me. Yeah? So let's say you want to put ketchup on your schnitzel. I mean, in most cases, ketchup.
beet of some sort. I forget which. Then it's fine. Why? The ketchup is already cooked, but it's not. It looks. So, or any other already cooked liquid, schnitzel offhand, that's some sort of sauce. There's lots of sauces you can put on your food, right? Any sauce we buy is already cooked in the pack. How do they make the sauce in the pack? So, can you put ketchup or sauce on a Deborah Gush? Yes. Why? Because maybe in Gush Lacha Bishop Lach, and maybe Deborah Gush Lacha Shami, so it's okay. Those two Tzavim Lachel are good enough. We know that the Shabru is already Nikel on Bishop and Bishop Lach Shami, which extends this to even a Deborah Gush. So, for example, ketchup is mutter because ein bishel achar bishel belach, and the daya that dover gush thickly shady. Or another example that the that Ramosha mentioned is salt. Right? Salt is many other studded hakel, many other studded hakel, but he says salt. I assume he needs sugar also, right? He obviously needs arsenic, because raw salt, you can't even put it in the shaking question out. So he says salt, I assume he needs sugar also. Again, not there. But I know we don't know that they're already, but yeah, thank you. Melach, I'm a bit sukar. I'm assuming this hunter is not only because melach has two stuff along, A, the lishna basra, and B, that it's cooked already. I'm assuming it's so good enough. Because aim bishel achar bishel be yavish, and it's probably to yavish paper then, and maybe dover gush is thickly shamey. Again, he'd make one salt, which has a third side of hakel, which is basra, but I assume he'd be making one sugar also. Basically, his principle is that whenever you're another side of hakel, you don't have to worry about dover gush.
Maybe you have a bowl of soup, which is certainly enough, but there's like
a bowl of soup with things in it. Good question. What about a bowl of soup with things in it? So if you look in the Prima Gaudin that I wrote, or if you want, or I will read it to you, in Reish Nun Gimel, the Eish L'Avraham Lamed Beis, okay, you know, the Rei Torah, Aniyim L'Makom Echad, Ba'ashirim B'Makom Acher, what does he say here? He says, V'ayin Yordea, etc., the Marshal. Okay, so first of all, he says, hold on a second. If the Marshal is also not for a Shabbos, like when the Brum thinks, then according to this, the sheet of the Magen Avraham there, that you can't mix things in a Klivishon, that you can't ladle things from a Klivishon even off the fire, which is not going to be exciting, then how do you eat solid things? It's always a Klivishon. Then Jay Shlomo de Rachmachlo of Leah. So he says, first of all, maybe the Marshal doesn't apply to Shabbos. He just means Machbir Mother. Okay, that's not. She doesn't. Then he adds, the Gan im Rotev Niskara Herotev Eina Gush Ta'af HaGuf Be'efshar. The Im Rotev Ein Yod, okay. Says, no, Shabbos, it's totally solid. There's no Isser of stirring. You can't stir solid things. And if it's solid in a liquid like a soup, then he says, Efshar, it's possible that when you pour the soup into the Klisheni, since the soup touches the Nefanas Makaros fully, it also pulls off the solids inside it. He says, B'deh, sure. But the Aruch HaShulchan is also made this way, and if you look at this Tshuva in your day, it goes to the souls of the Nechav, it's also made this way, and not Farkor or made this way, that bakel on this, and therefore you can put pepper in your soup, even though your soup has solid pieces in it. So we should throw this in here also. How about a solid in soup? Mutter. Because we say, since the soup takes the form of the bowl, therefore it has the phanos makaros. Moshe has the margarine or butter on a potato, right? Right about his putting margarine. What? And there it was already cooked already. So that was really pushing for him. It's Bishel or Bishel, right? And it's never Yavish, because margarine is already cooked. Or butter. His case is butter. The butter is cooked.
Can you tell me Yavish?
No, it's plus you could put butter on a hot potato. The butter is pretty cooked. It's pasteurized milk.
Exactly. You shouldn't put this one in there.
Ah, so what about the fact that it's going to melt? So forget about that. What about the fact that it's going to be no lead? I think his assumption is that the way people put butter in their potatoes are coming in now, and we've gotten more cultures in days, is that the butter melts into the potato.
Did you want to melt the plate?
What?
Did you want to melt the butter?
Ashkenaz, well, of course, get
no lead. No lead.
Yeah. So that's why I assume he's talking about what it melts into the potato.
What?
What do you melt butter?
Why do you do the butter on Shabbos anyway? Right? Whatever the case is. Okay. Yeshivish Jews don't use butter on Shabbos. Okay, so I'll start. I'll show this fair.
They shouldn't rip on the people. Have them sometimes cooked. And then dried.
Really?
Okay. Then that would be a tzadlaka, but I don't know what sometimes. Depends on the quality.
Right. Okay. If it depends on the well, it depends which way is which, because let's assume we buy one. Here's the item. If someone wants to do further research on whether the regular pepper we buy at Rabbi Levi / ShopRite is already cooked or not, that would obviously change things. In a Hanami. Okay. The last thing I want to mention here is in Yone, more Yoridea than Orachayim is the end of the Ramah. As the Ramah. Let's say you do so.
What was your whole about like having vegetables away from your child accidentally touching them? Should you care
about them? Good. A great question. What about the classic question? What about things accidentally touching the cholent on your plate, especially if your cholent or schnitzel or anything else for that matter could be a davar gush, could be a shash of a kli rishon. So I'm not machmir at all. I think accidentally touching foods on your plate, we do not have to be machmir, not for kli shemi, not for a davar gush. And now, obviously, the other foods you plate already cooked any fish. Question: what if you're raw food, salad, or coleslaw, or whatever else might be? You have raw food on your plate, uncooked food on your plate, and the uncooked food on your plate touches the hot food on your plate. So, do you have to worry that
when they go soup together?
Okay, I'm saying accidentally. What if it accidentally touches? Do you have to worry about either davar gush or kali official big klisheni? I don't think we have to worry about either of those things or something that happens by accident that might be a davar shikave. Even if it's a psikaretia, it might be a psikaretia of mikole. You have no desire, no benefit cooking those other things in your plate. Then a stam, it's often even kalkel. It doesn't get better, it makes it worse. But I think that it's a great slow needle. It's probably touching this column, but they'll actually cook or not. And put a lot of factors that can't predict. I don't think. For segregational needle, maybe with alcohol, probably touching this cabin. I don't think it would be hoshish for these folks. If you're doing it on purpose, that's a different story. Let's say you'd like to mix, first of all, I'll have right in the paquet. You'd like to mix your salad with your children's or coleslaw with coleslaw, more, I think, the coleslaw. To mix with things, so to mix it on purpose, that would be a problem. Mixing on purpose would be a problem. Why? Because A, if it's a davar gush, that's considered like the rishon. B, even if it's not a davar gush, if it's klisheni, we're normally machmir on klisheni. That's meant to klisheni or klishlishi. Keep in mind, davar gush, there's no difference, everyone agrees, no difference between klisheni, klishlishi, and davar gush. To the whole point is that it's not affected by the klisheni. Right, the whole point is that the Rishon both are from Caleb. So if you're Machmer the Rishon Lishani, you're also Machmer the Shlishi. Let's say mixing food on your plate. Again,
make a point. You're not a close to the Rishon. You mean you're pretty sure you're
the same? There's, yeah, you're
the same. Could we take a cold cut? I mean,
what?
Cold cut is considered a cold cut.
I mean, you would fly it, they were.
No, they're like,
you think they give you raw meat?
It's not raw meat, but I get the salt they come in.
Now, it could be that theoretically, like some old fashioned cold cuts might have been like cured in some cooking, not through cooking, etc., like salami once upon a time, etc. But I don't think that's really true. I think cold cuts are real. But cold slaw is not cooking.
It's a bad for fishing. And it touches your meat, which is sweet.
No, that's remember the chazanish. That's not a fiat for fishing. And it could be even the shabru evoked it this. That's not called a fiat. Meaning, it's not in lakula. It's not called bishul. But I would say anyway. How about mixing up? Plate. Let's again. Coleslaw. What would you mix it with? What do you want to mix it with? Schnitzel.
How hot is a schnitzel? We can see it out with water.
The circumstances, where did it come from and how long? And if you took it out of the super hot oven and it's now 2 minutes later, it's probably pretty hot. If it's typical Shabbos morning where you warmed it up on some sort of whatever, and then by the time it gets to you, you know, and but if it's Yatsu lettuce, well,
that's not a super.
What?
That's good.
Yeah, that's it. Less than Yatsu lettuce, everything is heterodomer. Everything is heterodomer less than Yatsu lettuce, though. That's an iron rule. Everything is mutter less than Yatsu lettuce, though. So coleslaw plus schnitzel. Again, the food in your plate is all completely shlishis. You wouldn't worry if it was a liquid, but usually in your plate is solid, right? So that's the six dafka dover gush. This is the chumra of dover gush. This is exactly the chumra of dover gush. The chumra of dover gush is that you cannot is that
no there's no sir kali fish to be
sound. Ah, sir, left. Well, forget a kali fish. Dover gush might be a kali fish.
No, but the coleslaw maybe not kali fish.
It doesn't matter. It's just some fish. Right. Not to mention the fact that maybe coleslaw is kali fish. How do you know? How do you know better than the Iran? So that coleslaw
is something. I mean, it's a chumra.
Okay, I'll serve it after we got it. Even Ramosho says, well, it's only a chumra to treat schnitzel on your plate as a cleavage show. Okay, I'll treat it as a cleavage show so you can't mix up the coleslaw. I think that's Pashin. Aser lechol biyachad, calls man, sheha schnitzel, yatsel lettuce bow. So you really, if you'd like to mix your hot food with your cold food, again, I don't mean cold food that's already cooked. I mean cold food that's raw. You like to mix hot food with raw food on your plate. And if the coleslaw was not coleslaw, let's say the coleslaw was mushrooms that were not warmed up Shabbos morning because they had too much liquid or whatever, then that's fine. Fish, lager, fish. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's an example? Then what we really mean is raw and hot. It's usher, hot salad. It's isser gummer. But nearly is dainty based on our moshe, because this is more of a gumra. Therefore, if it's unintentional, you know, miskaven, then we can be mako. You don't have to. You shouldn't eat it together on purpose, but you don't have to worry about mixing the ainu miskaven, the m. Nagu zeba zeh. Bli kavana yesh lahakel. Why? Because first of all, it might be a darshi in this kavim that will get cooked anyway. And even if some segregational mikole, and that's good enough for the tari here. And it might be mekalkel. And there's a lot of stuff to do.
Also, there's no issue of my status.
I'm doing it like we can give you the
buzz.
Right, that's what I meant. Okay, yes.
Would a healthy part of the recipe of the coleslaw is a good amount of salt and called the cranberries?
No, we're still not like that. Even if you salt something, we're still not going to be kosh. After all, we'll be a hayash.
Rabbi?
I don't make it worse. Yes, Eitan.
I'm not sure how the mice it is, but doesn't it sound like Rav Moshe is being makel by salt that wasn't cooked to put it on a davar gush?
It sounds like that at first, but it's impossible because salt that wasn't cooked, you can't put in a klei rishon or a klei sheni. So that is irrelevant.
Maybe since we pask in Ikra Din like Lishna Basra, that salt it doesn't even cook in a klei rishon. So with those two tzirufim, that maybe is makel.
No, because it's mefurish in the Ramah that you shouldn't put in a klei sheni, so you don't have a second tzirufim. I know that it sounds like, but it's just impossible. You have to read him in context of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the question is specifically about salt that Shalon is Basha.
No, what? They didn't write that, did they?
I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Are you sure?
No, but I thought so.
Yeah, it does say Melach Shalom is Bashal in the question. You know what? You're right, it does say that, so I'm just going to leave that Betzorchiyim. I'm just going to leave that Betzorchiyim because I can't figure out how to make sense out of it, unless the answer was not related directly to the question, but then it would be a little funny, or a lot. You're right, they asked about raw salt on a Dabar Gush, and Rav Moshe says, oh, yes, it's only a Tov Lahash where you could be Mitzare and you could be Mekel on a Dabar Gush. But that's very peculiar because what good to do the Dabar Gush? It's a cliche. Either it's Mutter and Kli Misha or it's Asher and Kli Sheni. There is no Shita in between. So you're right. I was committing the sin of the famous Yiddish joke about the guy who puts out a Yiddish edition of Shakespeare, Bateich and Barbessard, translated and improved. If you're a good Jew, you get those jokes, right? There's a lot of Amkus in that joke. So I was, you're right, I was improving Ramosha against this well, as it were. Okay, a little bit Mitzarachion, exactly what he's getting at, I will leave that. It's a little bit bizarre, Ian, exactly what he's getting at. Unless, say, the question was about uncooked, then his answer was about cooked. But I admit, that's very nachuk. I'd rather say that than say he doesn't make any sense. Because the only two opinions about salt, those who come to the Shabbat, is usher made with Lishan, made with Lishan, or mutter made with Lishan, made with Lishan. So what does this have to do at all with the machlokas of that Dabar Gush?
Right.
So, I don't know. You have to, you know, I don't know who to ask about this. you know, after Ameva Esrom, we will ask for Moshe what meant. Meanwhile, we'll just leave it to Archeon or interpret it mine.
Finding out the lettuce bowl, if I touched my chicken.
What is that? So lettuce bowl is a big mess. You're right. The Shmir Shabbos, everyone should read this Shmir Shabbos. He has a footnote about defining Yatzel lettuce bowl. Near the beginning, right? Near the beginning, footnote Gimel, the third footnote in the whole Shmir Shabbos, not counting the introduction, is what is Yatzel lettuce bowl? So it's a big, big machlokas. Ramosha at some point says it's like could be up to 180 degrees, he's not sure. How low could it be? So some people say 100 degrees, 105 degrees, 110 degrees. He wants to say that until 45 degrees, we're not Masumah for Yatzel lettuce bowl. 45 degrees, 113 in America. Okay, some people a little more macher than macher. 40 degrees, which is more like 105 degrees. But how does it help us? We don't use thermometers. The Maisa in your day of the Fisbeit Shuba brings down, I forget to know, that just because you can touch it doesn't mean it's not Yatzel lettuce bowl. Because, and this seems to be the machlokas, why there's so many different days in the Afronim. What is Yatzel lettuce bowl? Yatzel lettuce bowl means if you steal yourself, or if you just lefitumo, if you just happen to touch it. Right, if you happen to touch it, even at a lower temperature, your hand will recoil. If you really steal yourself, then your hand will not recoil even at a much higher temperature. Basically, I would say like this: just because you can touch it, it doesn't mean Yatzel lettuce bowl. If you can comfortably hold it, then you know it's not Yatzel lettuce bowl. If you can comfortably hold it, now again, I guess you could also ask for how long. But if you can comfortably hold it, you know, for certainly if you can comfortably hold it for as long as you want, it might be warm, but it's not Yatzel lettuce bowl. If it's a little higher than body temperature, then obviously hold it for as long as you want. Do you remember when we looked up what was the lowest temperature that was burning So let's say you could be Mako, like, even though he's like the most makeable, he's gonna tell you could be Mako, but what you could be Mako off 113 degrees. What does that mean if it's comfortable to the touch that Yatsu let his bow? If you can hold it, but not for too long because it's uncomfortable, then that's already a shash of Yatsu let his bow. So we're not sure exactly where it's going.
Rabbi, what about for Cholin? Like, you're not gonna hold it. Like, how do you know when it's under Yatsu let his bow?
Then you just have to use your common sense. If you can, there are some things you eat and they're warm, but they're not hot. L'chora, I would think, I hope I'm right about this, that there's some like the cholent is, you can just shovel it into your mouth and you don't notice how hot it is. And then sometimes it's like hot, so you have to like eat it carefully, slowly, blow on it, whatever. Okay, if you can't shovel it into your mouth comfortably, it's a shash of the outside. I'm not posking that you should shovel things into your mouth. Yeah. It's a great question. In general, we mentioned the line between wet and dry is whether you can pour it. Now, here's the question. What if you can pour a little out of it, but you're not pouring it, the chlaf? If you can pour it, or the part you can pour is wet, would you use this kula that the liquid cools on the solid? That machora only if the solid is wet. Let's see. What if you're mixing coleslaw with a liquid? Then it depends, but cliche or cliche. Right? Let's say you were adding coleslaw to your liquid cholent. Then it depends if it's cliche or cliche. Right? So what about coleslaw plus soup? Great example. Soup. Or liquidy cholent, mutter, and cliche shlishi, but only in a real cliche shlishi. Can't use the link. The last thing I wanted to mention was the end of the Ramah here. He brings us here in the name. Let's say something's for sure, Asr. You added salt on the fire, right? Everyone agrees that's us. Raw salt. You added raw salt on the fire. Everyone agrees that's Asr. Just an example of doing something for sure, Asr. Sha'abani Sura, you for sure did an Isser. Mutter ha-machal, you can still eat the food. Why the melech batal gabi ha-machal? Because the salt is but she shipped to the food, so it's mutter. Okay, what are the two objections that you could have? I mean, obviously, Caleb is still with to this Ramah. How can you say batal? What are the two objections? Number one, most of you don't tie to a batal. Anything which gives taste is not batal. Number two, Dabar Shinsu Matira is not batal. Right, this is going to be mutter after Shabbos, meaning the melech is mice of Shabbos. What is bottle? Number one, melech is going to be the tabe, meaning it's taste not bottle. And number two, Darshish Matir is not bottle. How do we answer the Darshish Matir question with the famous Mordechai? Right, it's all in the Mordechai Brahm. He says, remember Darshish Matir is not bottle. At first it was Osir, they got mixed in. But if it first got mixed in, it simultaneously got mixed in and became Osir, then it's mutter. The salt, when it gets mixed in, it gets usher at the same time. It gets usher when you put it in, and it gets mixed in when you put it in. And we are a little questionable. How about spices? Maybe they don't get mixed in until after they cook. At least salt, salt, since it's the isser only comes simultaneously with karovas, there's no karovas double sheesh, but here we've seen that before. That's a called godel the din. It's only meant by, it's not the same shas from the board. How about the fact that it's the most of the time, the rule is that taste is not bottle. For example, and spices is a classic example, I put trace spices in my food. It's much less than a 6 kilo. It's still lesser because I can taste them. They're concentrated taste powder. Find some concentrate, like the factory makes concentrated pork, whatever. And I put in 1% in my food, but it gives me schmack taste of pork, it's concentrated. That's called milsnovigal time, that's not bottle. Anything which is a concentrate that gives, it doesn't have to be an artificial concentrate, it can be spice or concentrate. Something with concentrated taste power, that gives taste is not batel. It's not how is this batel. But you still taste salt. So the Rav says the reason, if you look at the Makor the Ramah here, it's from the Shmuel Leket, because the rule of Sebzik, right? The rule called Sebzik, where it says no one ever cooks without salt. Obviously, you put in salt before Shabbos. You just put more salt on Shabbos because you need it more. So therefore, the salt three before Shabbos, salt three after Shabbos. That's called Zemzegorim. Two things cause. If two things cause, one is usher, one is mutter, Zemzegorim is mutter. No, I think. That's already washed off. It's an interesting question. Obviously, some of it still remains, right? There are some people who have, you know, whatever reason, they can't have any salt. So they don't buy regular kosher meat.
So meat's really an extra salt.
Yeah, but I assume here that I'm assuming that that's going to get it out. Okay, the whole discussion of Zeb Zegorim says all the Nosei Kelim here. What does Zeb Zegorim mean? It means there is a mutter salt and usher salt. What's the case? The case is not where the usher salt was enough to make it taste good on its own. Because the usher salt was enough on its own, that's not Zeb Zegorim. The usher salt that is response. It's only when the salt wasn't enough, the water salt was not enough. You put in half as much salt as you need to be for Shabbos, and unfortunately, the Isra half as much salt as you need on Shabbos. Okay, that's called Zeinu Yachol Mosh Shabbos, right? If you have Zev Negorim, Zeinu Yachol, then we say, what did it? You can't say either factor did it, because neither factor was enough. It's only the combination that did it. The combination is not us, sir. That's a rule. That's a rule. Zev Zegorim, it's a rule called Tarkula. Zev Zegorim, where the Isser couldn't have done it on its own, the Heter couldn't have done it on its own with a partnership, is Mutter. Yes.
A housewife brings a pot of soup to the table. First person tastes it, there's no salt at all. And then she puts it into the clearishon.
So well, that's also enough, so that's okay.
So that's what it's
only she doesn't So that's no problem. That's only she wasn't hot. Right? I mean, she's sparky. That would be butter even less. Right? So it's only if you do it on the fire. It's not a common case. But it's an interesting principle. The Taz here has a machlokas with all the other Aron. The Taz has machlokas with Arman and everyone else. Why? The Taz says the heter of Zev Zegorim is only when the two Gormim are simultaneous. But if one happened first and then the second happened, then which Gorim do we credit? The second. After all, it didn't work until the second guy came around and did it. Not a guy, the second salt. Interesting machlokas, like, is time a factor in Zev Zegorim? Do you say if one Gorim happened Friday and one Gorim happened Saturday, you blame it all on the Saturday Gorim? Why? If the Friday Gorim failed and the Saturday Gorim succeeded. Or do you say no, they only did it together? So the Taz says you take time into account. And he disagrees with Arba. He says usher, because the Friday salt failed. And then it becomes part of the background. Now the Saturday salt succeeded, and we attribute all the taste to the Saturday salt. And all the other Arba, including the Shmur, say, no, we don't take time into account. The mice, if both factors were necessary, then it's necessary. So that's a culture pool about locusts. The Taz would say whenever they're gormim, and they don't happen, and they happen consecutively, you always blame the second one. The second one, the Isser, it's Asser. Second one's Heter, it's Mutter. While all the other Achronim, the Mishmur says, the Taz is Nidcha, is if we pass against the Taz. The Mishmur says, no, we pass, it doesn't matter, which is first, which is second. Gormim, and neither one was enough, they didn't shook us, then we don't blame either of them. That's the Halacha.
And so.
No, I know there's this bar that salt brings out the flavor of food. I'm not sure if that's a true bar or that's said by people as an excuse for putting a lot of salt. I never knew. Is it true that salt brings out the flavor of food? So.
No, I just like cookies.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Great.
You will show me.
Okay, but in any case, the Poskim don't say this here. If you the big machlok about Iri. What about Iri Klibish? We're Mekalektera. We're Mekalektera Ma against the Tas. Again, assuming neither soul was enough. Or at least assuming the Isser soul wasn't enough. If the Isser soul wasn't enough, the Hedger soul wasn't enough, then for sure it wasn't the Isser soul. But even if they're both not enough, and the combination did it, then the Taz says go by the last one, and all the other posts would say Mutter. That one is Mutter Mutter.
If the Isser one was enough by itself.
Then even if the Hedger one was also enough by itself, Usser. That's the one from the poster. Correct. This is only a case of Agave Asia or general any other case of Tam Sigma. Right? So let's just review for a second. You ready to review for a second? Here is the Isser. Here is the Heter. And here is the Halacha. And this is the general Yoredea Orachayim Kolotar Kula. If the Isser was, was enough, right? If the Isser was enough, and the Heter was enough, then it's Usser. That's what the Magen Avraham and others say. It's not so clear in Shas. Might be Machlokes. That's how we pass it. If the Isser was enough, and the Heter was not enough, then it's obviously Usser. If the Heter was enough and the Isser was not enough, then that's obviously Mutter. I mean, that's not even Zev Zegor. This is not even called Zev Zegor. This is like Pasha, right? The controversial part is what if they were both not enough, but together they did the trick, right? That is the, that is the Machlokes. So if they were simultaneous, then that's Mutter, that's Zev Zegor Mutter. What if not enough? Not enough. And the Heter was first, and the Isser was second. That's the Machlokes here. The Taz says Usser. He says, no, that's not called Zev Zegor. That's called, the second one is at fault. So the first one didn't accomplish anything, and the second one gets blamed for everything. But the other poskim say Mutter, that makes no difference the order. And that's how we poskim, that's not brother Mr. Brura, etc. Okay, now we're ready for Sifyut. What about Imri? What if I pour from a TV shun onto, again, we want an example of something that's not called emissions. Less complicated, so we always use top. How about pouring from a TV shun onto top? Right, what does the Mishnah say? You can't put tablet into the pot. You can't put tablet into your plate. What it doesn't discuss is, and I mean, it just doesn't discuss this about a lot. Can you first put tablet on your plate and then pour the pot into your plate? They usually do. Right? Can you first put tablet on your plate and then pour from the tibishon onto the tablet? Is Iri from a tibishon the bashel or not? So there are two or three opinions. Why do I see two or three opinions? Well, Imrei Kli Rishon. So, what's the opinion of the Rashban? Right, this famous Atosos for Rashban and Rehu Tam. What's the opinion of the Rashban? Exactly, says the Rashban. It's Kekli Shani. Who agrees with the Rashbam and the Beis Yosef? And the Rashba, which is a school of thought, right? David Rashoshal or Ramban, they would call it. Right? Ramban Vitalmidav. Right? What? Not Ramban, Ramban. Right? There's all the David Rash, the Talmidim, Talmidim, and the Ramban, right? All lived in Rashba. No, I these three, not the Rashba. Okay, so that was where we need to go to. Okay, what's the other opinion? What does Rabbi Tam say? Kikli Rishon, and therefore it's Usser. Then what's an Afkina Mutter Leeros Algave Tavlin? Sir Leheros Algabe Toflin. Who agrees with Marina? Tom? Me,
Rosh,
and the Rosh, and the Magid Mishnah, and it's not so clear, but the Beis Yosef says maybe you like this Rashi and Rambam, but it's not 100% clear. All right. They're not so clear on it. And Yerushalmi really sounds like this. Yerushalmi on this Mishnah of the Taflin asks, and before on to the Taflin, is Kippurim considered like Mishnah or not? And Maskin, it's always hard to know what the Maskin of the Yerushalmi is, but the Maskin of the Yerushalmi is that it is Usher. It's clear the Yerushalmi clearly sounds like the Yerushalmi. I'll prove to you that it's Mishnah. Why? Because if you pour Chatas meat into a cliche knee, you have to break it. You chose an absorbed the face. So they say, oh, that's just because the hair is absorbed very easily. They say, no. We darsh that even if you pour it into a metal knee, you have to kosher. And metal kelim don't absorb it. They only absorb if it's really cooked. Okay, so Yerushalmi seems to, on that Mishnah, seems to asser. Again, it seems to, it's always hard to tell, 1,000,000%. Always hard to tell 1,000,000%. Now, however, here's what gets a little tricky. Rabbeinu Tam says, how much is it, Mavashel? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? How much is it, Mavashel, quantitatively? So usher, it's usher to your bashal, a lot of bashal, a little. How much in the bashal? Big klipa, which for slices might be cold hand. Right? The bashal, big klipa, says remain time. Mivashal, today, klipa. Okay, what shita is not on the board that you might have thought? Maybe it's not Mavashel, it's good cliche. Maybe it's why. It's like a Klimisha, but only Kedei Klipa. Or you could have said, it's Mavashel completely. A lot of the Rishonim are unclear. The Rishonim are Maher, like the Ria Tosos, and they completely Kedei Klipa. Tosos is the Bachim, Hach Tzadikei. Tosos goes back and forth, whether a Tom photo is Mavashel completely, or only Kedei Klipa. There's Stiras and different Soras that the Mavashel Tosos have, just a few generations later from Rabbi Tom. And it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam might have changed his mind at a certain point. So Tosfos in the end says, well, Rabbeinu Tam said you could, that if a pot was used on a fire, you could kosher with you, which clearly proves Eroy is mavashal the whole thing, although it happened to be kosher the whole thing. There's obviously other places where Rabbeinu Tam, where he says only the big klipa. So, and in the end, these are certain. So clearly there is another possibility. This is, let's say, in Perush Echad, Mishitas, Beit Tam, in Tosos Kitzvachim. Nope, it's Kikli Rishon Legamre, and it's Mivashel Mikri. Okay, these are the three possibilities. One, two, and three. Lemaisa, no one pays too much attention to the third possibility. It seems a little too fair. But let's see which one we paskin like. Says the Mechaber, Asher leading Tavlin, Mekara, Valero, Salim, and Klevisha. The Mechaber says, Asher against the Rashbam. Asher against the Rashbam. Says the Mishnah Brura, the Af, the Tavlin, Amos, Bashal, the Fishani, the Kanal, the Kabakamar, Ewer, the Klevisham, Kaila, the Mavashal, Kadei, Kleva. Okay, this is the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says, Mavashal, Kadei, Kleva. Do we take the other Deus into account? So here there are two funny things, and then we'll discuss a little svara in a second. But I will say two funny things. Number one, are we choshesh for the possibility of Rabbeinu Tam, which maybe the reholds and maybe rational, you don't know, that maybe it's watch the whole thing. Like, are we choshesh about them where they can take me? They might say, who cares? Can't be watch anything, so what's the difference? Right? I pour boiling water onto a tomato. So who cares if only possible if you take people the whole thing? Anyway, it's us. Not being it is. What?
You were poor shots.
No, I'm saying
to do more.
No, it's not a shock. If the first time was the second time.
I'm saying if the first time was even more, then assume the whole thing was cooked.
Meaning you do the other
side. Okay, the next question is not a remake or a remaster for the Shita. So the nafkamina is. Okay, not even remaster, but we're not going to get it. Nafkamina is Pasha. Can I pour Iroi onto something in a wrapper? There's no issue of cooking a wrapper. Can I put something in a Ziploc bag and do Iroi from Klevishon on it? There's no issue of cooking Ziploc bags and chops. Right? So can I put it in a Ziploc bag and pour hot water onto it on Shabbos? So this is a discussion of Shira Shabbos Kasa, not in terms of Ziploc bags, but his discussion is, what about baby bottles? What if you want to, anyone, there are people in this room who've had babies. Let's say you want to, okay, so sometimes it works out for us to use, first to use Hashem's milk. And then you don't have to worry about transportation or storage or warming it up or anything. You just nurse. Okay, but that doesn't always, that doesn't always work out. So what if you want to give your baby a bottle? Whether it's a bottle of formula or a bottle of, maybe it's milk for a slightly older baby, but they still look like a adult, or a bottle of pumped milk or whatever. You want to give your baby a bottle, but you don't want it to be freezing cold. So you want to warm it up. How do you warm it up? So, well, you can't warm it up in a TV show, right? So warm it up with Iroi. Can you warm it up with Iroi? Put the milk in and put the milk in an empty washing cup and pour hot water on it, or just put the milk in a sink and put the bottle of milk in the sink and pour hot water. Pour hot water onto your baby bottle to warm it up. Right? Is that mutter usher? Pouring hot water onto your baby bottle. So if it's only washing the clean, but then it's fine because the clean bottle is plastic, and that's not subject to measure. Right, what's inside? I understand it'll get warmed up a little. First of all, it's going to get terribly hot. It's going to warm up a little, but it won't get. There's no chash. Says the junior chash, no kasa. No problem. Aleph nun vav. He says you can pour hot water onto a baby bottle on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry about bishul. Aleph nun vav. He says, motor liting bakbuk, hamichil chalav l'tok tibek, v'leros olav mayim rotchen, afil b'kli v'yishav b'lacham misach chalav. You can put your baby bottle into a washing cup or any other cleat and pour hot water onto it to warm it up, because Iroi is only washed the baby, but we're not choshesh to the sheet at all. Okay, very well, it is a little more choshesh than that. But in this case, I don't think we have to be backwards. In any case, you're not warming the milk until it gets to Yatzalosbo anyway. You should never give your baby Yatzalosbo milk. Because remember what the Gemara says, Yatzalosbo is the same as shear of Preso Shaltino Echbeso. The baby drinks the milk, goes into the terrace. So, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chafsa, Aleph Nun Vav, we are not Hoshesh for this Shita at all. And therefore, Mutter Le'eros Mikli Rishon Al Bakbuk Chalav. No problem. Mutter, pour from the Rishon onto a bottle of milk. You don't have to worry about being a bashel, the milk, because the Klipa is only the. And by the way, the same would be true for, it's not only a baby bottle. That's just his example. The same thing might be true for, trying to think of a good example. For what?
Okay,
so here's where it's going to get a little tricky. Here's where it's going to get a little tricky. Just because the same thing will be true of women. Why? Because, hold on a second. Even if a Jew is like a Klishani, aren't we kosher for polyvishal and a Klishani also? Then how did this help? So, meaning even if a Jew is like a Klishani, shouldn't it still be usher? By the way, one thing they point out here is you can't totally immerse it in the hot water. Because that's hatmana, nothing official. So you have to leave the bottle partially in the hot water, partially out, so only hatmana. We'll get hatmana. But that is a great question. Narrowly the bottle, which is really easy, then we'll pull it down. That's what you're thinking. Anyway, Lemaisa, the problem is here. Yes, the footnote. Hold on a second. Once it's sitting in the hot water, it's definitely cliche-y, right? So how can you let it warm up? I mean, the chop is not just to pour over it for 1 second, it's to let it sit there. So isn't it sitting in a cliche-y? So aren't we cautious that cliche-y cooks the whole thing of Kali Bishop? We never put cliche-y on the So here is an interesting question. So some people want to say, that, you know, maybe cliche-y only cooks the cliche-y, but everything we see about cliche-y is only cooking the cliche-y. As Shmir Shabbos says, there's only water in milk. Milk, you don't worry about Kali emission. Why not? Because A, if it's cow milk, it's already been cooked once, and it's Bishlach HaBishlach, you're not there to be shady. And even if it's formula, or if it's formula that you make with boiling the water first, like with boiled water, that's cooled off, then it also, but even if it's formula made with regular water, or pumped milk, right, which was never cooked. He says, hold on a second, remember the Shulchan Aruch Rav says mashkin are not kali mishal? So he's not so worried about it. I think for sure here, when your intention is not to heat it till it gets the yatsa lettuce, right? You don't want your baby's milk to be yatsa lettuce, but you only want it to get it a little warm. If it does get the yatsa lettuce bowl, that's a mistake, right? That's a failure. Meaning you davka, it's not just that you don't need it to get the yatsa lettuce bowl. You davka want it to not get the yatsa lettuce bowl. So that's another big side of the hakel. So l'maisa, there's plenty of tzadim l'hakel here to not worry about the fact that it's in a cliche. But I think if you would just put a tomato in a Ziploc bag and use this hector, put a tomato in a Ziploc bag, put it in a washing cup and pour hot water onto it, then this hector wouldn't be good because it would be fine for the keyboard, but then it's sitting in a cliche. And when it's a cliche, we're close to Kali Bishop. So this only works for when you don't have a shasha Kali Bishop. Anyway, Moto La Al Bako Kolov. Or any case where klisheni would be mutter. The obvious assumption is that it's mutter to warm up a baby bottle with klisheni. Why? A, because if it's already cooked, then Mishpur is already mutter, pre-cooked with klisheni, if it wasn't cooked, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav against Mishpur. All drinks are not Kali Bishul, and so you're sorry for that, but the fact that you don't really want it to get too hot anyway, and that gives you a good answer. Even though normally we don't say you can warm something up and just take it off before it gets too hot. But in this case, maybe there's some hot gill you can. Okay, so that is, how about this? Now here there's a mystery. I'm not going to say it's a mystery. They're going to say it's a mystery. Should we take the Rashbam into account? What do you take the Rashbam into account? It's about locus and we're not here. How do you think we should take the Rashbam into account? How would you think to take the Rashbam into account? After all, what does the Taz say here? Taz says, we don't pass like we're being Tam Ligare. It's a suffix, whether it's considered. What would you think you should take this into account?
Yeah.
Exactly. You would think that Bidi Eved Mutter Lechol Abilo Haklipa. You can even eat the outer layer of the yevet because you can rely on the Rashbam of the yevet, like every case of Achlokas. But, very strangely, says the Magen Avraham here, in Sifkatan Lamed Beis, I think, yes, v'imira zayak klipa asura, you can't eat the klipa on Shabbos, v'yaz bashlam shabbos, or v'yaz bashlam shabbos, or v'yaz bashlam shabbos, or v'yaz bashlam shabbos, or v'yaz bashlam shabbos, Rabbi Yotam has a strong deal from the Mishnah. What did we respond? The Mishnah doesn't exist. It's very peculiar. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes him. He says, "Afil b'di'evad aser im ira lehedya aleim shlo nifsak." Okay, I've mentioned what's the point of nifsak. Look, it's a very, very strange mugging Avraham. Because what about the fact that machlokes is machlokes rishonim, and they're very frequently got into the Mishnah shows off here, tries to make hilukim which are not consistent. The Mishnah Berurah left the Tharchion all the way in the beginning of the seventh. Right? What did the Mishnah Berurah say in the beginning of the seventh? The second Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Ba'ayim b'sifkat l'lam b'beis v'tzarchion k'tzas." That is our mugging of Rav's Kavu b'beis, Tharchion k'tzas, this mugging of Rav. Tzarchion k'tzas, why the Rashbam all of a sudden is ignored? Ki'ilu mugging of Rav saying the Rashbam did chase me Allah and did the new Sheikh. If you would say it's just the Rashbam, maybe the Rashbam is a weird sheet done. There were so many Jews coming against him from Shas that he was thrown out. What about the Rabban? It's a little peculiar. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are Matmir and Sarach Eonai. You know, they don't really, I don't have a great explanation why they're mach. And it's really, it's just a tremendous, I really don't know. What does Mishmer add from somebody at Gorno, the Ram Sub Shabbat says, if it nifs a hakibach, meaning that the stream didn't land straight. It like dripped, meaning it didn't pour like this straight onto your food. It dripped onto your food so that there was a hefsek. From the top, it wasn't like forward where it started. That's called nifsek akilah. Then there are a lot of people who say nifsek akilah on the camera. It's no longer attached to the division. And that's for sure cliche, disconnected from it, the TV show. So then did the evidence okay? Did the evidence okay? Didn't say the chachi. Did the evidence say we rely on that? Why would they say the evidence rely on the Rishpan? Is it Sarhi? And the Mishnah Berurah himself says Sarhi. Oh, you know, he obviously says Sarhi. Why? But it's to me it's a tzar. Ian, why the Mishnah Berurah without the simon? Every time the Rambam showed him that bishlach bishol, the Rishlay, everything he always says. But yeah, then it's mutter. If someone did it, there's one Rishlay, one it's machlokes Rishonim. How come it's not a machlokes Rishonim? You know, it's pretty good machlokes Rishonim. There's many Rishonim on the Rosh Bas. So I'm going to leave that a little bit. Sorry. Okay, I wanted to discuss. I really thought we'd finish a few days today. But I wanted to discuss just the Sbara here for a moment. You know, give me 2 seconds just to finish up this Se'ef. Number one, just the Sbara and the Raya. What's the Sbara? Should it be like the Rishon like the Shady? All the Acharonim analyze it the exact same way as the Rishon. Although then you're going to have to make sure the Shady doesn't line up, right? Luckily, the Rishon don't talk about the Rishon. So you can assume the Shady doesn't line up. What do they say? Eroi no longer have the Phanos Mechamelos. But it doesn't yet have the Phanos Mechamelos. It hasn't landed yet. So maybe it's the same if we... did you already get this in your last picture? Yes. So, I'm sorry. Just give me 5 minutes to finish this. And then we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Zoom. What's the Svara? The Svara... For the Rashbam is that there's no Tefanos Hamachamos anymore. And what's the Svara for Rabbi Yotam is that there is not yet Tefanos Hamekaruros. It actually makes sense why it's only the Vashal Bekli, but as it lands, it gets cooled off. But while it's landing, the very first moment, it's no longer cooled off, so the Vashal Bekli. I just want to point out the Raya. The Yotam brings a gabalic array of the proof. We're going to return, and I think it's interesting, I'm going to run those things. Gemara and Pesachim. What did Gemara and Pesachim say? Anywhere remember from your dad? Took it to Tatar Gavar? It's the first Gemara and Pesachim. It's Machlokas. This is how we pass it. Says the Gemara and Pesachim, if hot lands on cold, we say Tatar Gavar, the cold winds. And what's the answer? How much hot treif land on cold kosher or vice versa? What's the rule? Halacha is Boser Kedei Klipa. Why? Because what they call Tata'a Gavar, the cold, the bottom one beats, the cold beats the hot. But at the maker lane, while it's cooling off, it's Bolei Kedei Klipa. It's a Mefurish Gemara, the cold wins, but while it's cooling off, it's Bolei Kedei Klipa. So that's why, well, I think that's why all the other one like me in the town, so for Gemara Pesachim. How does the Rashbam get out of that Gemara Pesachim?
Yes.
Exactly. The Shach says this. Where did you see this? The Magen Rav said that before. Okay. I don't remember. Okay. In any case, the Shach and all the Echronim say, there's no, he answers that it's Bolea today. Remember we said Bolea is not the same as Mishnah? But not Mivashel at all. Yeah, the Rashbam is an answer. That's the Bolea today, Zipa. Doesn't mean there's Bishol in it, but you need more from Bishol than Bolea. As maybe we call it, there's no Bolea. There's no Bishol. Bishol parts. How would this, I mean, Tom, as Kodin Tosas Vachem answer it, Tosas Vachem tells us, even though that sheet is Nidchis Me'alacha, he answers that the Gemara in Pesachim is only, the case of Pesachim is clear, if Nifsach HaKiluach. The Gemara in Pesachim is only when there's the Nifsach HaKiluach, when there wasn't a straight flow. But if the straight flow, they would have been asked. This is a tremendous finish in your day also, whenever you're straight flow and with everything, we're not closer to the Shita. We're not closer to the Shita of not in your day, not in Orachayim, but we're not closer in your day either. If I have a straight flow trade about the kosher, not on the cold, it only asks us to be. We're not closer to this third Shita, but basically the Shah in Yoram Sakhan is smack like how we pass it. Yeah, when you pour hot on the cold, it cools off, but until it cools off, it's lovely if they keep up. And if you assume that also applies to the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, and Shabbos, well, the would say, that's just complete. It's not the Mishnah. Okay, we'll pick up with Sifyut Aleph, Amir Tashem, Tuesday on Zoom. Okay, and Jesse and Eitan, just do some research. Make sure you can find a classroom that will be unlocked at 8 a.m. on Tuesday that we can have Shira in, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, see you then. Thank you very much.